We've just been singing about our measureless debt being paid. And when we were singing the first song, the Lord spoke to me and he said, if you were going to write a book about your life, what would it be like? And I thought about it and I thought, if we had to write a book about our lives, it probably wouldn't be very good reading. And we'd have to put in all those things that we're so sorry for now. But Jesus said, I've written a book about your life, and it's good reading. And there's nothing bad in it, because that measureless debt has been paid. And the book that I have written about you is a book. It's a bestseller. It's well worth reading, because there's nothing in it that isn't pure and lovely and beautiful. And today I think he wants to encourage us that that's the book of our life. That's how Jesus sees us. And we need to tear up that other book.
Amen. Amen.
This morning in my prayer time, I just saw this picture of armour. And it was armour that had great dings and bashes in it. And I believe that the Lord is talking about many of us here. And in the course of our life, different things come at us. And it's like our armour gets bashed and dinged from the hits that are taken from the world in many areas in our lives. But I believe he's saying that today, as you lift your hands in worship to him, as you lift your hands, he will restore, he will heal those areas in your innermost being, and that armour will be new and fresh and strong. In Jesus' name.
The conclusion to that was in Jesus' name. And is there anyone else? Please come boldly. Yes, Jean.
I wasn't sure whether I wanted to come up and say this, but during one of the songs I saw the word authority and I thought, it's God's authority. But I thought, how many people actually walk in God's authority? I mean, when we're walking in God's authority, we have authority over the devil, over everything. We can say to the enemy, be gone in Jesus' name, and he will be gone, because he cannot disobey Jesus. He cannot disobey the authority that we stand on in Jesus' name. So if anybody's feeling up against it, you've got the authority to stand in Jesus' name and say, be gone, enemy, because I am a child of the living God. You have no right in my life.
Thank you. Thank you. Connie.
When the first song was playing, I was looking up at our cross and the sheep underneath it. And the Lord was just saying, this is a flock. This is my flock. But it said it's time to send out the sheepdogs to round up the other sheep, because there's a hell of a lot missing, he said. And I went, oh. He said, they're missing. They're hiding. They've gone out of our pasture and they've wandered off way, way away. He said, it's time to send out the dogs. Not the guard dogs. Not just any dogs. It's the sheepdogs, because the sheepdog knows his sheep. He knows which ones belong to his property, because they all have a scent. And it's scent marked with a scent of God. He knows which ones are goats, and he won't let them in. They will chase them out, and they can even tear them up. Won't let them in, because you're not part of our flock. And these Lord's just showing me, this flock is very important, but he's going to send out the sheepdog to round up the rest, because they've got to come back into the fold. Amen.
I don't know whether I'm allowed two goes or not. But this was something actually that I was going to say today, and then I just was waiting for the right moment. Well, it's the right moment now. And it's just a little story that happened this week. As you might remember, we've been saying, just on the lines that, to continue on from Connie's word, You know, Julie, our pastor, has had on her heart that this is the time when the lost sheep are going to come back, when the prodigals are coming back. She's had this word. She's prophesied it. She said it. And then the Lord gave me that same word. And you may remember the last time that I preached here, it was on the lost sheep and on the prodigal and about our attitude about bringing these people back. And so during the week, I was speaking to a pastor from the church at Grenfell. I'd already used to live at Grenfell, and I knew this man several years. And at the time, I'd put in a prayer request, it was years ago, and talk about a faithful man. And he has rung me, you know, over the years to see how things are going, how the prayer request is going, what's happening. And he's such a lovely man. And he was sharing what was happening with the church, how he's started about three churches now. And he's just a beautiful, faithful person. And so I thought, well, I'll share with him what we're doing in our church, and that our thrust at the moment is to welcome in the prodigals, to bring back the lost sheep. And that was what the Lord had been speaking to us about. And he said, oh, that's so funny. He said, last week, he said, my message was on the prodigals coming home and bringing in the lost sheep, and that's what the Lord had spoken to him about. So I believe this is a confirmation. This is from God. I don't think it's just our church or just his church. I think it's the church worldwide if we were to do a survey. And so I just wanted to share that to encourage you that this is God. God is saying that. And just after Connie's message again this morning, we need to get that into our heart and pray about it and believe for it.